Not much has changed since the time of Christ. People debate, are things worse than they used to be? No, they're not. They're different than they used to be, but they're not worse. People at the time of Christ lived in great turmoil and tension. There were groups, divisions, factions who were always arguing with one another about who was right. And so Jesus speaks to that and says to them that if you want to deal with this tension, you need to do it within yourself. Instead of trying to change everybody else, have them all agree with you about something, you need to change you. That's how real change takes place. He said, "Listen, O Israel. Listen, O people. Don't speak. That's what we want to do. We think we can talk our way into a better situation." He says, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. It is only to that God that we should be paying attention and hearing his words of love for us." How do we do that? Jesus says, you are to love God with all your mind, your heart, and your soul. You do it by loving your neighbor as yourself. That's how we accomplish following Christ, by loving our neighbor. Most of us would say, I don't know if I can do that. That's pretty tough. I don't know if I can do it all the time. I don't know if I can do it perfectly. We are invited to understand that the only way to accomplish that is not to think about how many people there are, so therefore how many people we have to love. It is to think about how do I become a loving person. Then everything I do is loving. And it doesn't matter how many people I deal with, I become the most loving person that I can be. That's what God created us for us to become fully loving and complete people who connect ourselves to God. How do we become loving within ourselves? Well, we change. We recognize that there are situations in our lives that bring us to the point of difficulty, and then that's a signal for us to deal with what's inside of us, not what's outside of us, and change that. What's inside of us? St. Francis dealt with this in a very practical way. A prayer that you're familiar with, he wrote, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace." That's how I change things. I become an instrument of peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. That's what your day consists of. Becoming a person who, like Jesus, sowed love and joy and light and pardon. Imagine if we went through our day being instruments of peace instead of joining in discussions and arguments and taking sides and trying to rally people to our point of view. Imagine if we just said to somebody who's having a great difficulty, let's just be at peace. The prayer goes on, O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. I move from being a receiver who always wants to being a giver. Grant that I may not so much seek to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. In this time in which we live, filled with tension, with turmoil, with people demanding we take a side and join in and get upset, be angry, we are invited by Christ to change, just as the bread and wine change to become the body and blood of Christ. We change to become people who love God with our whole heart and mind and soul, and to love our neighbor. That's the question for us at the end of the day. Did we spend today loving, pardoning, understanding, consoling, giving, having joy? Let us join our voices and prayers as a commitment to how we will follow Christ, to the words of Saint Francis.